Supporters of a single-house legislature breathed a sigh of relief when the House Government Operations Committee approved the unicameral proposal 23-0. The measure had been the subject of a parliamentary tug-of-war up until the final minutes before the vote, with supporters and opponents debating the appropriate path it should take as it winds its way through the approval process. In the end, both sides agreed to send the plan to the State Government Finance Committee. Republican Phil Kroenke of Shoreview chairs that committee. He's also a vocal opponent of unicameralism, but he said he has no intention of killing the bill.
I'm not here to be an obstructionist. I'm here to move the process to give a full and complete hearing to the legislation.
Some unicameral advocates, such as Republican Representative Tony Kilkuski of Lester Prairie, had feared Kroenke would use his power as a committee chair to keep the proposal bottled up indefinitely. Kilkuski says he welcomes Kroenke's intention to keep the bill moving.
I'm looking forward to the next level. Are we going to the Finance Committee and see what amendments are offered and work through that? And with Representative Kroenke's help, hopefully we can get this process through and move it on to the Rules Committee.
The current proposal calls for a single 135-member body called the legislature. Individual members, called senators, would serve four-year staggered terms. If the plan passes both houses, it would require ratification by Minnesota voters next November. Governor Jesse Ventura has made the push for unicameralism a top priority, but he says he can only sit back and wait for the legislature to make its next move.
You know, I've made my argument for it. I have really no more argument to make on it. Everyone knows where I stand on it, so the ball's in their court, and whatever comes out of there comes out of there, and we'll see if it's on the ballot in November and if the people get a chance to choose what their government will be.
The next step almost certainly involves more legislative wrangling. Republican Representative Dave Bishop of Rochester chairs the House Ways and Means Committee. Bishop, a strong opponent of unicameralism, says the proposal has clear financial implications, and he'll try to corral it into his committee.
If it were to come to the floor with fiscal impact and a fiscal note, and without going through Ways and Means, I would expect to demand that it go to Ways and Means.
Unicameral supporters will likely oppose that move. In the meantime, they say they'll continue to build momentum for their cause. Shortly after the committee vote, House Speaker Steve Swigum challenged the Senate to take similar action. Swigum says he hopes the measure will survive legislative gamesmanship during the committee process.
And that's an expectation that the senators on the Senate floor and the representatives on the House floor have votes, have open up and down votes on the unicameral issue, so the citizens of the state can see where individual members do stand.
DFL Senator John Marty of Roseville says he shares that goal. Marty chairs the Election Laws Committee, unicameralism's first stop in the Minnesota Senate. He says most of his committee colleagues oppose a one-body state house.
Its prospects are certainly uncertain. We don't know. There are lots of people who oppose it, but may will be willing to let it get to the floor. My hope is that we can pass it out of our committee and get it to the floor for a vote of the full Senate.
Marty says he'll begin hearings on the bill next Monday. He hopes to take a vote by the middle of next week. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.